Hundreds of Gaza residents took part in a rally called by Islamic Jihad movement to protest the storming of Al-Aqsa Mosque by Israeli soldiers. The angry protesters shouted anti-Israeli slogans and called on Muslims worldwide to act immediately to protect Al-Aqsa Mosque from Israeli raids. The compound, known to Muslims as the Haram al-Sharif, is the third holiest site in Islam, believed to be the location from where the Prophet Muhammad ascended to heaven. This is the latest in a series of clashes amid high tensions over religious sites in the past week.
Today, Al-Aqsa Mosque unites all Palestinians. We call on Islamic and Arab nations to isolate the Zionist enemy and protect Islamic sites.
We have come out today to express our anger at what the Zionist enemy is busy doing in Al-Aqsa. We call on Muslim and Arab leaders to stop this plot, which aims at Judaizing the holy city.
A number of Islamic Jihad leaders attended the rally and addressed the crowds and vowed to continue the path of resistance. Palestinians urged the Organization of Islamic Conference and Arab League, as well as Muslims worldwide, to act and stop Israeli practices against holy sites.
We support the people in West Bank. This settlement, which is called Israel, will not terrorize our people, and the Zionist aggression will be met with resistance.
Earlier on Sunday, at least 16 Palestinian Muslim worshippers were injured in clashes with Israeli police, who broke into the courtyards of Al-Aqsa Mosque and prevented citizens under 50 years from entering the compound. Dozens of Palestinian worshippers spent the night at site to prevent what they believe to be Jewish extremists from praying at the mosque during the holiday of Purim. The storming of the mosque comes a few days after Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the Tomb of the Patriarchs, known to Muslims as the Ibrahim Mosque in Al-Khalil, as well as Rachel's Tomb in Bethlehem, would now be included in a $107 million restoration plan of heritage sites. Many here say the silence of the international community has led to an escalation in Israeli violence against the Palestinians and also the continuation of the Israeli siege on Gaza. Yusuf Al-Hilo, Press TV, Gaza.